Hello, and welcome to Tim Key's Late Night.
Hang on a minute, where am I?
Oh, my God. Already? You should have thought of that.
What does that mean?
You should have...
I should carry a fold-out chair around with me?
Yes, possibly. Just sit down.
On what?
I don't know. Stand up. Or sit on my Samsonite suitcase. Just do something.
Right.
God. Oh, my God. Right. Honestly. Right. Hello, and welcome to Tim Key's Late Night Poetry Programme.
Is it called that?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it feels a bit much having your name in the title.
None of your beeswax, mate. It's in the listings now, so it ain't changing.
It is my business if I'm in the show.
You're not...
Which I am.
No, you're not in the show. You play your music underneath some of the poems. This guy is called Tom Basden. He is a cog.
Welcome to John Humphrey's Today programme. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, all right. Humphrey's doesn't have the guy who does the pips trying to get involved and commenting on the stories.
Welcome to Hazel Irvin's snooker programme.
They don't call it that.
I know, I'm saying that's good that they don't.
Can you start tickling your strings, please? Thank you. This evening's poem tackles the thorniest of all issues, the family. It is called The Godfather. Rodney made love to Polly. He had softened her up by baking her mackerel and shallots, and by marrying her. 6 months later, and they were discussing names. Rodney wanted something exotic, like Bailey or Dandelion. Polly liked Robert or Bill or Charles or Ed. Warren came round. He spotted Polly's belly and went mental. He clapped his hands and stamped his feet. "This is massive," he kept saying, rubbing Polly's belly and helping himself to cashews. Suddenly, he bounced up and opened a lager. "I'll be Godfather," he announced. Rodney and Polly frowned like fish. What?
Well, I'm slipping off the suitcase.
Samsonite suitcase.
Are you going somewhere nice?
Yeah, yes, actually. Devon. Staying with a mate down there.
Hang on, your mate or my mate?
Well, what's that going to mean?
Well, you know what it means. You tend to just steal my friends.
What? Hang on a minute, mate. You need to be very careful about that. You need to be able to back these things up.
Okay, you met Rick through me, and now you go to Nando's with him more than I do.
No,
You met my running partner Lenny through me, and now he's your running partner.
No.
You met Jamrag through me.
I think someone's jealous that I'm going to Devon.
I bloody am. I love Devon.
Yes, well, I'm a lucky bunny, walking on the coast. Megalash.
It's my neck of the woods.
Yes, well, go on in. When the baby was due, Warren came round more regularly. He brought cakes and offered to wash the garden and to hold Polly's hands. He explained he'd take the lad camping and make sure he got educated and married if Rodney and Polly unfortunately died. Rodney took Warren to the pub. Warren wore a T-shirt with the Godfather on it. Rodney told him he definitely would not be Godfather to their son. Mark Moss, their best man, would. Well, this was Warren's worst fear. He hated Mark Moss, in the same way that sometimes one character hates another character in a film. Warren didn't say anything for 35 minutes. Rodney said sorry and ate a cashew. There was another 35-minute silence. And then two more.
Where are you staying?
Huh?
Where are you staying in Devon?
Can we not get bogged down in my Devon trip?
I'm just asking where you're staying, because it's my neck of the woods.
By the sea. By the sea there. Staying with my mate, Jamie.
Envious.
Yeah, well. Do me good, I reckon. Bit of fishing. Good old Megalash.
You should go to Dawlish if you can. There are black swans there.
Can you ride them?
What?
Just
what are you talking about riding them?
My dad rode an ostrich in South Africa.
You can't ride the swans in Dawlish. What are you doing? What are you writing down?
Just a note. A reminder.
I think you'll remember that you're not allowed to ride a swan, surely.
Well, I will now. Go on then. We're losing track of the Godfather. On a stormy February night, Polly gave birth to Charles. When he came quickly. A home birth. Delivered by Mark Moss. Warren stood in the garden. His Godfather T-shirt was slick to his chest. He could see three silhouettes, whooping and braying and kissing the baby. He fell to the ground, his knees sinking into the mud, his arms in the air, wailing, like in the poster for Platoon. "Give me a shot, Rod. Please give me a shot." A wooden box flew down from the bedroom window and landed in Warren's puddle. He would never be Godfather. They were throwing things at him. Warren surveyed the missile sadly. And then it exploded. It was a jack-in-the-box. And on its face, a post-it note. "Stop yelling, Warren," it read.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?